Wise Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to Mission Watch Live, another Messiah's Branch national satellite radio program. We are broadcasting from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is February 19th, 2015. With Mission Watch Live, we are warning the world as it happens. If you need help with anything after this program, please call me. If you need prayer, you can call me for that also. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. In an emergency, or if you miss me, 316-619-4886, and that is my cell phone. And by that, I prove that I am here for you, and I give up all rights to privacy, as some say. Anyway, you can find updates with the breaking news, our ministry radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. Prophecyhour.com is like a blog, is well like a hub for all of our ministries. You can find information about Mercy, the woman's shelter, which we are now housing, fishing to open the doors to house pregnant women in. We need your help with that, so pray about it. But our program archives can also be found at prophecyhour.com and at branch.podomatic.com. Let's go like this. Go to prophecyhour.com. You scroll down on the right-hand side. You'll see a thing that says End Time Radio Archives. You click that, and that'll take you to branch.podomatic.com. Both places are very smartphone-friendly, and the archive site has apps that you can get for your smartphone, which, by the way, I hear that 50% of the people out there nowadays, when they listen to the radio, they are listening on their smartphone. I don't own one, but, you know, because if I want to be on a computer, I'll get on a computer. I don't want to carry one around in my pocket. I spend enough time doing that. Anyway, so let's have a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. And it's kind of a miraculous story how he even carried on to be a guest tonight. So prayer first, guest second. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that tonight radio goes according to your will. As we pray for all things to go to your will and not our will, so it glorifies you and doesn't glorify us. So I just pray that this program tonight goes according to your will. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen and amen. Well, folks, if some of you kept up with what I do, you'd think, well, tonight Zev Peratt was supposed to be back on with us. You remember him. He's the Orthodox Jewish rabbi that accepted Messiah. And, you know, he's heading up what we call the Kaduri revival over in Israel. Now, you know, when you hear me talk to Zev and talk to others, Zev represents, you know, was saying that there's a lot of Jewish people. In fact, we were talking about it last night. When I talked to him on the phone, there's a lot of Jews that are turning to Messiah. And to me, that's a sign of the end, one of the signs that I've been looking for. People always also say, well, there'll be revival in the end times. And I've been looking for the revivals, but, you know, I haven't been looking for it in the United States, like most people say, in the United States, the Western world. No, I've been looking for it over there in the Middle East. Why not? That's where the Bible was written. So I have gave statistics on this program that I have heard that at least 1 million Muslims a year have been giving their life to Yeshua. Well, last night, like I say, Zev and I were talking, and Zev wanted to know why he wasn't on radio. And I said, well, Zev, it's not the 19th. And oops, well, it's the 19th in Israel. Meaning that he was a day early, or I was a day late. So, Zev couldn't be on tonight because he has a special prayer thing going on down in the Sea of Galilee, where he's praying for people. So Zev couldn't be on with me. So I was wondering what I was going to do. And about the time that all this occurred, I got an email from somebody that I had seen, met a very long time ago at a prophecy club meeting. Well, I didn't really remember him that well, but and I forwarded his email on over to Stan Johnson, and I said, Stan, do you remember this guy? And Stan said, yeah, he's a really nice guy. He said, you should talk to him and let me know how it turns out. Well, I talked to him today, and I asked him to come on radio, and I'll let you tell him tell his story to you, which is an interesting story, and it also is has to do with end-time revival. Welcome now, Pastor Leo Strothman. Are you there with me, Leo?
Yes, I am, Pastor Dan. God bless you, and I just want to say hi to all your listeners.
Well, it's a blessing. You just fit the slot right in, and it looks like, you know, because Zev, this other fellow that I had on, you know, I thought we had it pretty goodly arranged, you know, about how he'd be on radio tonight. Well, you know what? It might have just been a divine appointment that place was given up tonight for you to be on. Leo, so tell us a little bit about yourself. First off, who is Leo Strothman?
I'm a retired dairy farmer. I grew up in Catholicism, and God sent some people with a company, a business company, across my path one day, and I finally said, yes, Lord Jesus, be my Lord and my Savior, and it changed my life. And God gave me a word at that time. This was back in 1978, that he's going to use me in the end times. And I started pastoring here in a little church in Seneca, Kansas, on 2006 in 2005, I guess it was, on December 25th was my first sermon, and ever since I got saved, I realized that what I thought was true was not, and I had never ever in my life heard the term you needed to be born again, and I was in church every time the door was open, and
yes.
It gave me a real burden for the loss.
Amen.
I started pastoring, and I got an email from Africa, and wanted me to come over and do a crusade. So I did, and three of us went, and we had a wonderful time, saw God do many mighty miracles. And after that, I got an email from Pakistan, and they wanted us to come. And we've been to Pakistan four times. We've had many, many, many healing crusades. In fact, the last time we were there, we had probably 250,000 salvations. And we saw every kind of miracle that you could name. I mean,
okay, let's back up. Leo, let's back up a little bit. Let's back up a little bit. You said that you pointed out to me that you had seen me at a prophecy club meeting. That was had to be in what, the 90s?
It was probably, I might have seen you the last time in 2007, maybe.
Really? Okay. All right.
But I understand, you know, you see a lot of people and you probably wouldn't. You might recognize me if you saw me, as far as that goes. But
no, I'm just trying to get timelines, you know, arranged for people that are listening to the program. Okay. So so you started pastoring a church in 2006. How long was it before that you did the Africa mission? You know, you had been a pastor for a little while, or did that come immediately?
In 2008, we did our first crusade in Africa. And then we started in 2010, 2009 in Pakistan. And we've had four trips over there. I was supposed to go again this last spring, but they just didn't think it was quite safe.
Right.
We've seen God do many, many, many miracles. And my coordinator said, you know, we ought to put together a flyer and let people know what we're doing. And so I thought, you know, that sounds like a good idea. So I think I emailed you the pictures on the flyer.
Right.
We had 10 pictures of some healings and miracles that took place in Pakistan. And then I wrote a Can I take time to read you a little bit what I wrote about
him? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, here it is. God wants you to know that Jesus is coming very soon. So the question is, are you ready to meet him? I want to tell you about this Jesus, how he loved you so much that he died on that cruel cross for you and I. He was bruised, beaten, battered, and marred more than any man ever. First, he was falsely accused. They jerked out his beard. They put a crown of thorn on his head. They beat him and whipped him with 39 lashes and then nailed him hands and feet to a wooden cross. And he hung between heaven and earth on those nails in excruciating pain. And he shed his precious blood that we might live in heaven and escape hell. He paid the price for our sins so that we could escape the fires of hell. And Jesus is the only one who died for us in Deuteronomy 30:19. I set before you life and death. Choose life. He tells us to choose life because it's not God's will that any should perish in 2 Peter 2:9. Well, most do not know God's plan of salvation, and that is really true here in America. They don't know that they must choose where they'll spend eternity before the last breath leaves their body or before Jesus returns to gather his people. Jesus and the Father made heaven for his people, and hell was made for the devil and his angels. And there are only two gods, the God of heaven, Jesus, and the God of this world, the devil. Heaven is a place of perfect love, peace, and happiness, and hell is pure hate. No love, no or peace, total torment forever and ever, where the fire is never quenched and the worm never dies. And Mark 9:44 tells us, hell is a place with searing flames, total isolation, and the stench of putrid, rotting flesh, deafening screams of agony, terrorizing demons who hate you and will torment you forever with much pain. Hell is a place where you wish you could die, but you can't. There's no stopping the pain and no way out. There's no mercy in hell. You will desperately long for a drop of water, and the lack of oxygen will make you gasp for every breath you inhale with this smoke and foul smell. The lost will be punished with destruction away from the presence of the Lord, and they will burn with fire, but will not be consumed. In hell, the state of fear never ceases for one second. It's for eternity. There are a million roads leading to hell, but not one out. There's no escape after you die. You must choose heaven before the last breath leaves your body, or you will go to hell. You can't earn heaven. It's a free gift purchased by Jesus Christ on the cross by his shed blood in Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is a gift of Jesus, not of works. You can't earn it by works or anything else. And Revelation 20:15 says, if your name is not written in the book of life, you will be cast into the lake of fire. So now I want to show you that Jesus healed everyone who came to him in Matthew 8. And Jesus himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And I want to tell you about some biblical people who have met Jesus and their lives were changed. Jesus opened blind eyes. He healed the lame, the sick, the diseased. He cast out devils. And Jesus is here right now to touch you if you can only believe. And God's plan of salvation was to send his only son to suffer and die on a cross to pay our sin debt. And Romans 3:23 tells us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there are two places, heaven or hell, and it's your choice. If you want to go to heaven, then say this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I repent. And this is for the people listening. If you're not sure that if you died today that you'd go to heaven, say this simple prayer with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I repent of all of my sins. I ask you, Jesus, to come into my heart to be my Savior, my Lord, my King. I accept what you did on the cross as full payment for my sins. And now if you meant this little prayer with all your heart, say, I am born again and I am saved. And when I die, I will go to heaven, and my name is being written in the book of life right now. And here's the clincher for the Muslims. Jesus is the Son of God, and Jesus is God. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And again in Revelation 20:15, and whosoever name was not found written in the book of life were cast into the lake of fire. In John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And brother, that little flyer with the pictures on the front has literally touched millions of people, Muslim people. It is absolutely incredible what that flyer has done.
Amen. Let me ask you some a few questions so it'll be clarified for the people. You received an email from somebody and you called it a handler. Explain that process. You know, what happened? Somebody emailed you. What do you mean by handler? What's going on with that?
I got an email from Pakistan, and he said that he had been fasting and God had gave him my website, and so we hooked up with him and did two crusades with him, and then with this flyer, he has been taking the, one man came from Afghanistan to Pakistan, got one of these flyers, and he got saved. And he went back to Afghanistan, and he's the main man that I have now in Afghanistan. He has led thousands upon thousands to the Lord, and he wanted a projector to show a video, so because he knew I'm on TV in Pakistan on reaching 750,000 homes 24/7 with my sermons and. So he wanted to take some videos, so I gave him two videos. One, Heaven or Hell, It's Your Choice, and then it has something, you know, along the lines of this flyer. And then one of them has part of the Passion of Christ on it, and then I tell him what Jesus has done for him. And those two videos are touching thousands upon thousands and thousands of Muslims.
Well, amen. So let me get this straight. I don't mean to interrupt you, brother. I just want to make sure I get all the information out there because of what we're trying to accomplish this evening. You went over there and you did a crusade, and then you're also on TV there, right? That's what you're saying?
Yes. We're on TV in Pakistan, 24/7, reaching 750,000 homes. And, that is, a lot of people are being saved. We're getting Catholic families saved. We're getting, one young lady was listening to me preach on healing, and she had a tumor on her neck. And as I was preaching, the light came out of my mouth and struck her on the tumor, and it disappeared. They're getting baptized in the Holy Spirit. We had a whole family the other day that was baptized in the Holy Spirit with one of my sermons. Now these are all Muslim people,
right?
And
this is a big thing, you know. The folks, well, they're sons of Ishmael. Why should they should be, you know, called and saved in the end times? What makes you believe, the first program, we're an end time radio program. What makes you believe personally that we are in the time of the end or the end times?
One reason is that God's using me, because he told me many, many years ago that he's going to use me in the end time. This Pastor Remnant, now, the minute he knew about me, he used to work for Reinhard Bunke, and he's been fasting and praying for us for ever since he's known us back in 2013. And he had a dream. He saw Jesus come. He says, I saw Jesus come to you and give you the keys to some countries. That means is the Lord give you complete hold on some countries. That countries are yours. You have complete success in some countries. Like Jesus said, I have the keys from heaven and earth. And it means Jesus have complete hold on heaven and earth. I mean, when you have a key to your house or door, anytime you can come and enter in it. You can do what you want. Keys show that you're complete hold on your authority, and you'll look like blessings of Abraham. And then he says, I know Donna is the true woman of God, that is why the Lord gave her the keys. She is a great evangelist. The Holy Spirit told me she is a great evangelist, and thousands of women will come to the Lord through Donna. Muslim women will accept Jesus through her. And
okay, is Donna your wife?
Yes.
Well, see,
her and I have been going over there every time. We've been going by ourselves. And we've done everything by ourselves. We've raised the money. In fact, I've sold 100 acres of land. I'm trying to sell another 50 acres. I've sold two horses, two tractors, a motorcycle, everything I can get my hands on, because these people are literally crying. They are crying for Bibles.
Yeah, amen. Let me laugh and talk with you a minute here. You know, I really love your answer that you gave. When I asked you, I said, well, what makes you think you're in the end times? And you said, because the Lord told you he'd use you in the end times, and he's using you, so therefore it must be the end time. That's a pretty simple, but a very straightforward answer. I too believe that the Father would be using me in the end times, and I believe that time is right now. It's very wonderful and incredible that your wife is also the partner with you, but she should be, because she is your other half. You two are one in the Father's eyes. So, amen. You know, what better combination than man and wife being complete? Amen.
Amen, brother.
You talk about now some of the things that I'm trying to get out of some of this. We only got about 2 minutes before break, so I don't want to get into anything deep, but I want you to tell us about, you know, some of these people, when they get saved, they've been having visions of Yeshua or Jesus. Can you tell us about one of those?
Yes. Let's see. So thanks for this great and peaceful word of God. I really understand it now, what the meaning of this dream. Brother Leo, when the Bibles will come to us, we're waiting for a long time and want to give Bibles to other friends, because lots of friends want Bibles. You're a man to bring change in the lives of people, and we can see a big difference. That's not exactly the one I was looking for, but I got so many.
Let's just talk a little bit. We got like about a minute, maybe before break time. When we come back, then you can bring up a story and talk about some other things. What is the name of your website?
Okay, my website is thechurchofthecomingking.com, all lowercase, one word. Churchofthecomingking.com.
Yes, folks, that's the churchofthecomingking.com. It's really simple to do, and we're going to come back in a minute, but first let me finish telling folks, wherever you listen to this on, now a lot of you right now, of course, we're talking live radio to you, and you're either listening on satellite, the internet radio, or by telephone, but if you are listening in the radio archives over at prophecyhour.com or any of the other archive sites, you will find a link to his website. There will be a link to his website, and it will be there as long as the archive is up, and the archive will be up for a very, very long time. So when you listen to this program, I want you to share it with others, and we'll be back and talk with Pastor Leo in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku-band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149. $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System. Have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Are back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Mission Watch Live on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray about a donation for the work with the homeless and poor from the Mission Church in Wichita, Kansas. Support us so we can help the people that the Father sends us. We need your help, as we don't get any help from any real organized churches or government agencies. It's only folks like you that are supporting us for now. In our 15th year, we'll be 15 years, we'll start our 16th year in June, that makes this Mission Church work. So why do so many people come to us for help? Well, love, that's the first answer. We're not an agency. We treat people as family. They walk in the door and it's hi, and most of them call us my wife and I, mom and dad, and they recognize, though, that something's different about us because we don't treat them differently than we would treat anybody else. That's what Yeshua says. You're supposed to treat all people the same. But anyway, they come looking for miracle prayers. They come looking for Bibles. All kinds of things, food, clothing, all these different things. And it isn't just the poor that we help. I mean, the homeless that we help, but it's also the poor, meaning people that have roofs over their head, but just can't quite make it. And right now we're working on, we drew a line in the sand. While we are housing some people over at Mercy, we are going to start housing pregnant women over there. We really need your help for that. We need you to help us pray it in. In fact, just pray about it. Anyway, but so this is why the agency companies tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. We're the very last hope for so many. And we're all responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, does help. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. In fact, there's a place over there that you can donate online, or, like I say, you can find the address to send us a check or a money order. But anyway, we're now talking about the end times, and we're talking about a revival that's going on in the Muslim world. So let's welcome now back Pastor Leo. Are you there with me, Pastor?
Yes, brother. And I got a vision right here that one woman saw. It says, "Hello, brother, I saw a flood come with revival. And I saw you are standing in between the revival flood, and I saw a woman, she is middle in height, and she was standing with you at your right side, and give the good news to peoples in that revival flood. And you carry lots of Bibles and crowns and lots of white clothes for the peoples. And the peoples are crying with tears and asking you for more blessings. Many want to take the Bibles and many want to take the clothes, but you are a man who loved the peoples in the revival flood." Here's one that
Just a minute. Somewhere in some of the things that I've seen, and I really want it in your words, aren't you saying, didn't you say, or isn't it here someplace that when people are being saved, that they're seeing visions of Yeshua or Jesus?
Yeah.
In your own words. Happen a lot? Tell me about
many
that.
Many of them are seeing the blood. They're seeing the holes in his hands. They're seeing the blood from the seam on the cross, with blood coming down off his body. One man wrote me. He was a Muslim Quran preacher, and he told me, he says, "You stop what you're doing." He says, "I want nothing to do with what you're doing." He says, "Muhammad is the right way." And I said, "Well, you read that flyer all the way through, and then you ask the Holy Spirit to show you if that is the truth or not." He told me those pictures were all fake. So I said, and then Jesus appeared to him that night and showed him many things, and he wrote me with tears three different times. He says, "Keep doing what you're doing."
Amen. So how does it feel? Look, there's a lot of people being saved. Amen. How does this make you feel? Does it humble you or what? How does this make you feel about this? What's going on with you? Are you still there? Did we lose contact? Well, I think we must have lost. We lost him for a minute, but brothers and sisters, there is a revival that's going on in the Muslim world. We know as a fact. In fact, Joel Richardson just got back from Iraq, and he'll be on with us in an hour from now. Well, a little over an hour from now. He's going to talk about his new book, When a Jew Rules the World. But he just got back from yet another evangelistic trip over to the refugee camps because why? There's a revival going on in the Muslim world. The astonishing, amazing thing about it is, while there's a revival going on in the Muslim world, there's a revival going on in China, what's going on with the West? Why is there not something going on in the Western countries? Why are we not seeing a revival in the United States? It seems like it's going the other direction. These are some of the questions that we must ask ourselves, but we know that we are in that time of the end. And I'm just wondering have we got Leo back yet? No. Okay. But anyway, so praise the Father. These things are going on. We are in that time of the end. It's just like people are being beheaded. People over here in the West, they look at so many of the different martyrs and things that are going on in other countries, but they don't seem to being allowed to hit them that it is about the end time, because people in the West aren't being martyred. Are you back with me, Pastor?
Yes, I am. At the moment, anyway.
At the moment? Okay, I don't know what happened, but I was just talking a little bit while you were gone about the end times, and what's an amazing thing to me, Pastor, is that these people that are being saved, aren't they in fear of their lives for being transformed to Christians?
Yes, they are. Many of them are. But they're writing me back, and many, I'm getting them baptized in the Holy Spirit also. Many of them are getting baptized in the Holy Spirit. I had one young lady that wrote me an email. She said, I got a flyer and I got saved. And she says, I want my dad to be saved. But she says, if he doesn't accept Jesus, he'll kill me. And I have never heard back from her. I know some of them are dying from it. It's a lot of people are scared. Because after they get saved, their neighbors and families turn against them. But yet they're adamant about getting their family saved. Once one gets saved, they turn into evangelists, and every one of them gets their whole family saved.
Well,
and
amen.
This one here says, what's up, sir? I know how you're doing this work in our area and who is doing it here. I was thinking about it because it's not easy to work what you're doing here in this area. We know you're a man who from USA, and it's really dangerous for U.S. peoples working here. But anyway, I want to say, sir, your message is really great. And me and my family want to know more about Jesus, and we want to accept Jesus. Help us to understand it. And, you know, they're telling us to send us Bibles. Don't send us gold or silver. Just send us Bibles. I've sent 100,000 Bibles over there already, and I'm out of money. I've even used more than I should have already. I'm having a hard time making ends meet here just because I'm sending Bibles and flyers over there. But the people are so hungry for the Word of God. Jesus is appearing to them. He's giving them visions and dreams. And Donna and I are in many of the dreams and visions that they're having. They're wanting Bibles. They said, send us Bibles. I had one man that had a dream. And he said, Jesus came into my house, and he was wiping my tears. He was showing me things, and I was crying. And he said, he's wiping my tears. And he said, he turned around, and he says, Leo, come here, bring this man a Bible. And he said, you and Donna came in, and you wiped our tears and gave me a Bible. And he says, I saw him, and I saw you, He was so excited, and he said, I saw you with long shoes. And I always wear cowboy boots, and I guess he thought that was long shoes.
Long shoes. That's funny. Amen. So praise the Father. Truly, the Father's using you to get Bibles over there and for many miracles to happen. So what's the process? You know, I mean, you say you're out of money. Well, people that are listening have money. What's the process? What's it take to get, let's say if they want 1,000 Bibles, what's it cost to get 1,000 Bibles down there?
It costs $3.50 per Bible. I'm sending Psalms, Proverbs, and New Testament. I'm sending the money to Pakistan, and they're buying the Bibles in Pakistan, the King James Version, and then we're transferring them to Afghanistan. And I don't ask me how they're doing that. I don't know for sure, and I don't want to know because it's very dangerous.
So you pay for it. So people donate the money to you, you get the money to them to buy Bibles. Do you have listeners? Some people would say, well, do you have any proof that they're buying Bibles? Tell us about
I get a receipt for the Bibles from my coordinator in Pakistan. When he buys the Bibles, they get a receipt. And then when they get to Afghanistan, my main man that picks them up emails me with the number that he received, and it has to line up with the number that the receipt said. And then I get all kinds of emails from people thanking me for Bibles once they receive them. I have a stack of emails here since February 13 of 16 inches high with emails of people that are thanking me for flyers and wanting to know more, wanting to know about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, wanting to get saved. I mean, it's just incredible. And here's one dream. I saw Jesus on the cross, and he asked me for reaching other peoples. And it was a true message about hell or heaven. Jesus showed me your name on his hands. he showed me Donna's name on his hands, and he told me, your heart is of Jesus. Brother Leo, I want my name on his, on the hands of Jesus Christ, and I want to start to work like you. Please send me flyers. I want to go town to town and street to street. If you will help me, I can do it as soon as I can, because Jesus, I want to do this work, only his work, as you're doing.
So, amen. You said something to me in a conversation that we had about the door being closed. What do you mean by that?
Okay. I'm having trouble getting the money there. Okay. I'm getting it there with, but it's, I can't just, send everything I want to at one time.
I understand what you're saying, but you said that something about, I know, just a second, let me talk for a minute, brother. Folks, what he's trying to say is he's having a real hard time raising the money to get him there in a timely manner. But yeah. What I'm talking about is you said something about they indicated to you that the door was closing to be able to work there or something like that.
This man that's been praying and fasting for me for several years, God has showed him that this would be the last year that we'd be able to get it in there. And I had another woman who's 80-some years old that's fasting, praying for me, and she calls me her son. And she also had a vision that this would be the final year that we would be able to get it in there. That's why I am so concerned about raising money to get Bibles in there now as fast as I can.
Yeah, amen. So, have any thought or from your heart what this means that why do you think that it'd be closing up? Do you think it's going to get harsher there, or do you think that we're going to be because of a rush towards maybe world conditions changing?
Changing for one thing, and governmental changes for another.
Right.
World War III coming, and there's things that are going to happen this year that's going to put things in a tailspin.
What are those
in
things?
In this country as well.
Well, what about that? What about this country? Give us a couple of thoughts on that.
Well, I believe, and I've said for years and years and years, I've been a watchman somewhat too, and that it's the people of America will not look up, will not see revival in America like we're seeing in these foreign countries. I can do more in Pakistan in one day than I can do in 10 years here in America. And they won't look up until something happens to their money.
Yeah.
And I believe we're going to see a financial downturn probably this spring and a collapse by fall.
You know, your brother, you're, there's a lot of other people that are believing the same things, but I think that is going to cause, I think we're going to, America's going to experience a lot more problems than just the financial collapse.
Brother, America does not have a clue what's headed their way.
No, I don't think that they realize just how terrible it's going to get. But, you know, when you were gone for a minute there, I started to say when you left, but I was talking about how, you know, there is revival going on in China. There's revival going on in the Muslim countries. There's revival going on in most other places in the world, except the West. What do you think it is about the American church? Why aren't they receiving revival?
Because American churches are using perverted Bibles, for one thing. Let me tell you something, brother. The Authorized King James Version is the only true version there is. Everything else is perverted. It's been changed. You can't change the Word of God and get the blessings of God. They little by little by little have went to all kinds of perverted Bibles. And that's not all of it. It's the American people have been so blessed, it's turned into a curse.
Well,
the American people are literally under a curse because of their blessings. I mean, we're worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. There's so much shed blood with abortion and you name it. Homosexuality with open marriages now, gay marriages and what's coming down the pike. We're in for great judgment.
Should not have the American church spoke up and stopped the abortion and stopped the homosexual marriage?
Brother, I can remember when that come through, and if the not a pastor said a word. If the American people would have stood up then, we would not have had the 75, 80 million abortions that we've had.
Well, and it's just like now with the gay, I don't know what, gay marriages, the homosexual marriages, the it seems like Sodom's everywhere you look. I mean, you know, you go around in the summertime, you can hardly go to a Walmart without the women being complete, almost undressed. If the church spoke up, couldn't we have stopped these things?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, we got to get the people back on fire for the Lord again. They've lost their fire. They've lost their savor.
You know what? Go ahead. Come on.
Yeah. Well, we need to repent. If America doesn't repent, America is doomed.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, that's why I believe that these things are going to come upon America, is because the Father does still love the people, but he wants to make us turn away from sin. And, you know, we're not going to wake up. I thought we started to a little bit after 9/11, but we went right back to sleep. So that's what I'm trying to say, brother, is that I wanted to see those things from you, and that's what the people need to hear, because, you know, like you say, you've got great revival going on over there. We need to preach revival here. We need to preach repentance here. But you're right. It just seems to fall on deaf ears, doesn't it, brother? Are you still with me? Did I lose this man again? Well, are you there, brother, Leo? Leo? Pastor? Okay, I think I've lost him. Folks, first off, his site is thechurchofthecomingking.com. Thechurchofthecomingking.com. And folks, that's right. You know, listen to him. He talks about how sending Bibles over to a country, they're having dreams and visions of Yeshua. They're seeing him, you know, bleeding and loving, wanting them. But what's going on? Here in America, it's like dead city. You know, I think we are that church at Lacedonia. You know, the church that has need of nothing. We have no need of Messiah because we have all the riches that the world wants, that the church wants. They build up towers into heaven while the people are outside starving and poor. How can we do that? How can these churches line their coffers with such of everything and even have food banks inside the churches, and yet there's people out their doors starving, and the food banks, the food inside of them gets old and musty because they don't give it away. And then when you knock on the door, well, we can't give that food to you because you're not a member of the church. Why isn't the church out in the street? Why aren't they preaching revival? Why aren't they out there preaching repentance? Why is everybody in acceptance to everything? You know, there is only one way to the Father, and that's through his almighty Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Allah is not God, and you need to tell him so. Why isn't that the church isn't out there preaching to the Muslims that are in this country for revival? Why is it we have a president that stands up here and he takes up the side of the Islamists? That's what he's doing today. He's been in a conference. And you know what he said? Give them jobs. Really? Give these Islamic radicals jobs so they won't, then they won't be so bad off to kill everybody. Really? President Obama? You are, what is going on here, folks? But the church allowed it. The church allowed it. How much of the church, you folks out there, voted to put him back in office? I want you to honestly look at yourselves and look at yourselves in the mirror and see how hoodwinked you were. You people that have voted for him not one term, but two terms, and you still don't stand up and tell the truth and say, I repent. I'm sorry that I put this man in office, but you know what? That it deserved. That's what America got. It got the president it deserved for the time like this. Because you know what? It said the whole world would go against Israel in the time of the end, and that's what's going on. Anti-Semitic talk is going on all over the world. They're killing Jews all over the world. The Christians, you think that you're not on the same plate with them? You know? When they get done with before they even get done with the Jews, they're on you, and they're on you right now. Look at all the Christians that are being slaughtered over there in the Middle East. Right now, they're being martyred. What about these 21 Egyptian Christians that laid their head down to be beheaded? And Obama wouldn't even call them Christians. He wouldn't even say that's what they were. So,
I know.
Folks, are you there with me? Leo, go ahead.
He won't even call them Muslim terrorists either. But, you know, a lot of people, if the American Christians had done their job and led these people to the Lord, we wouldn't be in the trouble we're in. You know, I see so many Christians who have never led a person to the Lord in their life. And, you know, if somebody that is listening, if you've never led anybody to the Lord, now is your chance to help finance this great work that God is doing. I'm not taking any credit for it. God has done it all. He's opened the doors, and I give him all the glory and all the credit. But if they will help us right now, those souls that are saved will be counted to their account. And even if they can't go and win souls, they can, by help financing what God is doing, they can be a part of this great end-time work. And this is the end-time harvest. I don't know whether people realize it or not, but this is the final end-time harvest.
Amen. I agree with you.
That's what we're dying for.
This is the end time harvest, and so how can people help you? We're at that time. We've got about a minute or so left. Tell them how they can help you, and, you know, I know you want them to donate money. How do they find you to donate money? Can they do it electronically? Can they send you a check? What can they do? How can they talk to you personally?
They can send me a check. They can call me at 785-336-1137. Or they can send a check to Church of the Coming King, Seneca, Kansas, Box 88, and I will get it. So it's just Leo Strathman, Church of the Coming King, Box 88, Seneca, Kansas, S-E-N-E-C-A, and 66538. And then my website, if they go to the website, there's PayPal on there, and that Church of the Coming King.com. And my email address is Leo Strathman, S-T-R-A-T-H-M-A-N, at Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N, com.com.
All right, brother. So then, if somebody makes a donation, you'll keep them apprised of what's going on over there?
Yes, I will. I'll send them a receipt for it, and I will definitely send them emails to show them what's going on. And, you know, we got to be touching things that are beyond the grave, and we got to be a part of something that's for eternity.
Amen.
And if you want your life to count for something, here is a good opportunity to bless these people who are literally crying. I have hundreds and hundreds of emails that they are crying for Bibles. They send us Bibles and flyers. We'll do the work. You send us the material. And the flyers are the door openers for them. And then as soon as they get saved, they want the Bibles. And
okay.
They, you know, they need a soul winner's crown. Who wants a soul winner's crown?
Amen. Well, all right. Well, we're going to have to let you go. We'll get you back on again in a while. We'll give it a month or so and see how things are going, and we'll check back in with you. But all your information, I'll put out all your information on the website. Go ahead. Final word.
Okay, I had an American soldier from North Dakota who had to go all the way to Afghanistan to see one of the videos to get saved.
Well, that's quite a trip. Amen. Will you be blessed, brother? Thanks for being on with me, and we'll do it again, and we'll give everybody your information. You be blessed, brother. Bye-bye.
Well, God bless you, Pastor Dan, and all the people that are listening. God bless you. God bless you.
All right. You be blessed. Bye-bye. Folks, we are in the end time revival. It is the end times. It is the time of the end. He's right. You need to be doing things that count in the other life. You know, you can do things that count here. Help get somebody saved. Feed the poor. Feed the hungry. Yeshua said that he's going to judge by these things. So look. Anyway, we must remember there is one God. That is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return, because it's never going to have peace until he returns. So, again, always be a blessing to others. Joel Richardson will be on in an hour from now. Lord our God, Father King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.